Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. 88.5's Dick Stein and our food commentator Nancy Leeson are talking about their favorite kitchen hacks. A knife stand made of barbecue skewers, crisper shrimp with baking soda, and an amazing breakthrough in egg separation technology. And there is plenty more where that came from.
Hey, Stein, we both get very excited when we find a new kitchen hack.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I saw a great one in a restaurant near my house the other day. I was at a place called Ono Poke. It's a wonderful poke restaurant. And they had a wooden box filled with upright little wooden skewers, cheap ones.
Kind that no matter how long you soak them, still burn up on the grill. Don't get the wooden ones. Get flat metal ones.
Well, if you fill this box, just this little wooden box they had, with these upright skewers, they had like six knives in there, just holding straight up.
I'm not sure I'm following this. Is it packed real tight with these skewers?
Yep.
And the knives are all stuck in there vertically?
Correctamundo. I'm going to show you a picture.
Okay, I'll put it on the post at knkx.org.
So, what do you have?
One that I've mentioned before, but you can't say it too often for anyone who likes shrimp, baking soda and salt. Always dry brine your shrimp with a little bit of baking soda and some salt. Mix it up real well, you know, stir it up, and let it sit for at least a half an hour before you cook the shrimp. Any way you cook the shrimp, whether you boil them or fry them or whatever, you'll get that nice crunch to them that you can't get otherwise.
I make shrimp all the time, and that would be great for me to know. So how much?
Well, for a pound of shrimp, I would use a half teaspoon of baking soda and about a teaspoon of salt. You can just take them straight out of that dry brine and cook them any way you're going to cook them.
Sounds great. Here's one that I love. When you get down to the cardboard roll inside a roll of paper towels, use that cardboard to house your leftover Ziploc bags, the ones that you've used and cleaned and dried.
So you just stuff them inside the cardboard roll.
Exactly.
And how do you get them out?
Stein, you just put your finger in there and pull it out.
Okay, fine. Reheating pizza.
That's a good one. Everyone needs to know that.
Much better than putting it in the microwave. Just heat it up in a dry skillet with a cover on it. Give it a little shake for a minute or two. It doesn't get all gummy and soggy the way it will in a microwave.
No, you must not have a toaster oven.
No, I don't.
Here's a good one. You know that soft rubber mesh that people line their drawers with? That stuff is great to use to hold a cutting board onto the counter without letting it slide around. So you can just cut it to the size you need, and you can use a small piece of that to open a jar.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, silly but fun egg separation hack. There's a lot of ways of separating eggs.
There's the way that I like to do it, where you just let the white go in between your fingers and hold onto the yolk.
Even better if you get your hand wet first. Works even better.
Oh, that's good to know.
Or you can pour it back and forth between two
halves of a shell.
And you can even get one of these egg separator things. But this is way more fun. I think it would be great fun for any kid would love doing this stuff.
Okay, let's have it.
Just take one of those plastic water bottles, the kind you can squeeze. You just give the bottle a little squeeze, okay, and then hold the nozzle over the egg yolk in the dish that you've broken it into, and then relax your hand, and it will suck the yolk right up into the
And it does it whole, doesn't break, and it leaves the whites there?
It does not break, and it leaves the white there.
You know, I want somebody to invent something that will allow you to take the little bits of cracked egg that inevitably get into your bowl. That's what I want.
If you would only have listened to me when I was telling you about kitchen tweezers, you would have no problem.
Okay,
great for taking those little shell fragments out.
Okay.
I'll have video of the amazing egg yolk separation trick and a picture of the barbecue skewer knife rack at knkx.org. And we'd love to see some of your favorite kitchen hacks there, too. With KNKX food talker Nancy Leeson.
He's Tricky Dick.
I am not a crook.
But you are a cook.
The tapes prove it.
Stein.